The group's nickname, Tacos Den's Troubadours, will be explained soon enough by Down Mountain. Down Mountain is an American bluegrass band from Asheville, North Carolina, which lives primarily in Newgrass territory, translation, classic country, folk, bluegrass, rock and roll, and Americana. Rolling Stone parses the outfit this way. Mixing rock with honky-tonk and a Springsteen sentimentality, the North Carolina band is reshaping a strict genre. One thing Town Mountain's latest release, Lines in the Levee, focuses on is the need to remain aware of climate change and the way climate change is affecting today's world. Find out more when Town Mountain debuts on the main stage of the 50th annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival. They take the main stage on Friday, June 16th, noon to 1. This is Susan Debrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Town Mountain's lead songwriter and mandolin player, Phil Barker. Okay.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I'm very well.
Of course.
Let's set the stage for our podcast by learning a bit more about you as Town Mountain spokesperson in this context. How, where, and when did you become, in all caps, Phil the mandolin player and songwriter? I understand that guitar, not mandolin, was your first instrument.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I grew up in a musical household. My sister played piano. My mom played some piano, and I was always surrounded by music. But didn't get the bug to start playing it till I was maybe in high school, and I got overwhelmed by the national grunge music craze that was going on everywhere, and I started playing guitar. And that was the first time I found the magic of creating music and what it felt like to perform. And so I was on that path for a while until I saw a bluegrass band at our local record store. It was the Del McCurry Band, and I sat about 5 feet away from them. This is back when people used to play in-store music performances. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting about five feet away, and it just blew me away, just the combination and the power of those instruments, completely acoustic, and the mandolin in particular. It was just such a rhythmic force that I was... You know, I was instantly hooked. Like many people just get hooked on bluegrass music. So that's kind of where I started my journey. You know, I switched over just being all consumed with like figuring out where this music came from and what it was made of. And I got a mandolin as soon as I could and was off from there.
Great. Thank you. Who and what inspires you to write, and which comes first, melody or lyrics?
I would say... Oh gosh, who or what? Other artists, you know, seeing an inspiring live performance, you know, definitely lights a fire in me to want to create something that can connect with people like that. And for me, it's usually lyrics that come first. I'll find a particular emotion that connects that I'm feeling at that time, or a phrase or something will pop into my head, and I'm like, there's something there. I need to dig in on that, and I'll kind of, for me, it's like I do the lyrics, work on the lyrics first, and then I can kind of, the melody sometimes comes easier for me than the lyrics do. So for me, I'd say lyrics.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song among the many you've written, or do you love all your babies? And how about from Town Mountain's latest release, Lines in the Levee?
I absolutely do have a favorite child, and it is from the latest release. It's the song Comeback Kid. I feel like this one was such an autobiographical song. Like I really touched into the emotion of how I was feeling as being a performing musician and mm-hmm. some of the mental struggles that come along with that. And it's just something it feels great to sing every night. It's cathartic for me. Like there's lines in there that resonate with me, like a few other songs that I do resonate. So it's that one is for me has been the most fun to play.
I'm assuming that's on the program. That's in your set.
Absolutely. I don't think I'll ever play a set of music again without playing that song. I love it so much.
Would you talk about some of the musical influences, like Townes Van Sant and John Prine, for two of them?
Absolutely. I would say Townes Van Zandt is probably my biggest musical influence. Just from an artistic standpoint, I feel like for me with Townes, as with many of great artist. I feel like he could tap into this deep sadness, this deep emotion that everybody can understand. Everybody goes through it one time or another, but Towns had a way of bringing it to the surface and just the sentimentality of his music and his lyrics together is just absolute magic. And I've been obsessed with him since I first, really started digging into his work. And John Prine is just such a lyrical master. Like the way that he just can use, the simplest phrase or the simplest image, but give it to you in a way you weren't expecting. And it really hits you hard that way. And I just love the way how clever he is with his lyrics. And he's just got this super inviting way about his delivery that, they're definitely people that I try to emulate or draw inspiration from.
Great. Thank you very much for that one. Now on to the backstory of the band itself, the backstory of Town Mountain. How did you all get together?
We all kind of moved to Western North Carolina, Asheville in particular, around, it's probably been 15 or 16 years ago now. And we met at some of the local, there's bluegrass jams that go on here pretty much every night of the week. Right. And we met at those jams and just started hanging out as friends first. And that's kind of been the impetus of the band in general. It's like, we're a band of friends and brothers, and we get up there and do this thing that we love. And we, the Robert and Jesse were the original founders, and they went out on a tour, and then their mandolin player didn't want to do the next tour down the road or something. And they gave me a call, and we were off and running from there.
Right. What year was that?
I would say I joined the band in 2008. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2007, 2008. So yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, certainly. So the consensus about Town Mountain is that you guys are taking classical bluegrass and its conventional accoutrements like fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and infusing the genre with modern lyrics. Does that sound like a fair assessment?
Sure, yeah, that's a fair assessment. I would say, the way we approach music is we have these traditional bluegrass instruments that were at the core of when we started, and we've always wanted to take those instruments and play our own music and play it, but play it with the intention and the emotion of the first and second generation bluegrass performers. Like they tapped into country music, they tapped into the blues, they tapped into the high lonesome sound, and we wanted to keep that side of it, but play our own style and play our own. We had things we wanted to say as musicians and then as artists, so we took that. The traditional instruments is maybe a tool to build something new. And we like bringing in, the traditional bluegrass was the starting point, but we're heavily influenced by, Louisiana swing and country and even, rock and folk influences as well on our latest release. So, we've always been, had our ear open to different influences and maybe we've just, more recently on the past couple of records, started bringing them into our live set and into our recordings.
Right. You have said that for Town Mountain, it is all about the interaction between the audience and the band, and that the goal of Town Mountain is to facilitate that two-way street of energy and emotion. Would you explain that further?
Sure. I think that's the reason that anybody plays music and anybody goes to see live music and just art in general. I feel like we're all looking for a connection and we all want to feel like we're not alone in this life. And so when you can write a song that resonates with someone else, or you can play a certain rhythm that makes somebody else want to move, and there's this thing going on where the energy is bouncing back and forth and it just amplifies and you're not alone. That's kind of the connectivity is just something we're all searching for in life anyway, and my manifestation of that is playing music for people and going to see live music and feeling that energy from performers or delivering it to a crowd. So for me, it's just about the greater meaning of trying to find connectivity in life and how do we amplify that.
In conversations with painters, for example, they will say their work isn't finished till someone is standing in front of it.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. There has to be a transfer of emotion. That's where the magic happens.
Yep. Okay. So your live shows are often described as incendiary. Your outfit is described as having plenty of swagger among the strings. So is that a fair summation of the magic of Town Mountain?
Sure. I would like to think that's a fair summation. We definitely feel that way when we're performing. You know, we're kind of like wearing our hearts on our sleeves and not, you know, people can think of bluegrass as being this kind of reserved, uptight tradition, but, you know, modern jam bands and a lot of other bluegrass bands, but, you know, we kind of take the mentality of we're trying to get people to be with us in this moment, and we're wearing our heart on our sleeves, and we're playing with emotion, we're playing with intent, and we want to connect. And so whatever we got to do to make that happen, we're willing to. And for us, it's just a natural way of playing. You know, it may not be the slickest, most refined thing, but we're all about the energy, and we'll definitely bring that.
Terrific. Thank you. So Lions in the Levee is your debut with New West Records, or is it? I'm not sure, because I'm asking a bit about the release and your label.
Absolutely. Lions in the Levee is our debut with New West, and we couldn't be happier to be working with them. We've kind of talked to them for some years, kind of before the pandemic, and the president, John Allen, was a big fan of our just our band and our songwriting, which is something that initially struck me. He wasn't just looking for a product. He connected with what we were trying to say and what we were making as artists. And so we knew, they already had such a great roster with, you know, so many artists that are heroes of ours, and to be a part of that family was a huge honor. And so we couldn't be happier to have them working with us and helping us get our music out to people. They're a great crew.
When did you land in a New West lab? When did you start with them again?
Well, I guess we officially signed with them in 2021 when we had just finished the record and we had a product. And we took it to them and said, what do you think? And they're like, we love it. We're all in. Let's do this.
Great.
Yeah.
So what should Telluride Bluegrass Festival Festivarians look forward to from Town Mountain's debut set on the main stage?
Well, you can look forward to six guys that are going to be super stoked to be playing on that stage. You know, it's the first time for all of us to be up there and there may be some other artists there that have done it 100 times, but we're going to be riding on cloud nine and hopefully deliver some of that incendiary performance that you were speaking of earlier. But you can expect, you know, definitely a lot of emotion on stage and a lot of energy, and we want to get the people moving. We want you to connect with us. We want to dance just as much as you do. So we're going to try to bring a little bit of a party to the noon set.
Okay, and now circling back to the intro, what's up with Taco Stand Troubadours?
that's a good one. It's kind of been the underlying theme throughout the history of this band. You know, it's hard to get five or six people to agree on anything anymore, and, you know, it's always a challenge for us to, when we're on the road, find, where do y'all want to eat? I don't know, what do you want to eat? And then we would go back and forth indefinitely, and we always found that, and same with music, you know, we all have such varied tastes. What do you want to listen to? All right, let's listen to this. But
yeah.
So we found that the common thread that we all have is two things, the Grateful Dead and tacos, that we can all agree on all the time. So at any moment, if we're struggling to figure out where we're going to go eat, somebody says tacos and the problem's solved. But, and we've been known to play for our food on occasion, but it's definitely just kind of a reflection on a common thing we can all agree on, which is, you know, a delicious taco and some Grateful Dead music.
Terrific. Thank you. This has been Susan DeBrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Town Mountain's lead songwriter and mandolin player, Phil Parker. And don't miss their set. It's Friday, June 16th, noon to 1, and it's their debut at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Thank you so much, Phil, for your time.
Oh, thank you, Susan. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.